Hi, everyone. This is the Dupe Parenting Podcast. My name is Ibrahim Suleiman.
And my name is Linda Ijafor Suleiman.
And we have our friends here. Woo! I love it. See, that's why they're here. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another nice, sweet, exciting episode of the Dupe Parenting Podcast. This is our second season. We're super excited about it. My name is Ibrahim Suleiman.
And my name is Linda Ijafor Suleiman.
And we are here to talk about...
Keon. Keon is our motivation for having this podcast.
One second. Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
How can I talk when your hands on my face? So cute, baby.
Okay, everyone, turn off the cameras. Baby, come on. I want to talk to your friend.
Anyway, so you were there. Like, I want to share with people how Keon has gotten to this stage when if he's in the mood, he would love to take pictures. In fact, he would take your phone.
Oh, he takes really good pictures,
yeah,
by the way.
He would take your phone and start taking pictures. He even knows the different filters.
Yeah.
Keon can swipe to black and white, like the one that has one round thing, and you'll be inside, and he'll tell you, say, cheese. So we do all this. I encourage him to just try out.
She's actually doing a great job.
I give him my phone. I'm like, take pictures, do videos. And he will start making a video from his feet, go up to the...
My man pans.
He pans. I have pictures of and videos on my phone with just blank walls. A lot of blank walls. So I let him. Then when he's done, I take my phone. And I
select
every and delete. But I select, as time started going, I started selecting the ones that he did. It was cute. And I'll be like, oh yeah. So I also encouraged him that we should take pictures together so that he won't be shy to do cheese and two fingers in the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his
thing. He just posed to the side and just do two fingers in the air. So on this particular morning, I do this ritual. Ibra and I do this ritual where every morning before he goes to school, we try to take pictures of him. Mm-hmm. And when we are picking him up from school, so that we can see his different reactions and how he reacts to whoever picks him up from school. I'm sure with the way I'm slanting to the side and blinking and batting my eyes, you know that I'm the one winning at this already.
So wait first. Let's not be hasty in calling, you know, who is winning and who is not winning. So the truth of the matter is...
What truth of the matter?
Sell down. When I used to... So there was a period of time where I think you were shooting Covenant. Yes, it was Covenant. So when Young was filming Covenant, I was doing most of the drop-offs and pickups, right? And he was super excited to see me every time. Da-da! And then he's running and everything. And then, you know, talking a mile a minute. And it was great, right? And then Mama finished shooting Covenant. And then, so we went back to alternating who picks up and who drops off and all of that. And I noticed that there was a change. Now, the worst one that has happened so far was like sometime last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, when she had gone to pick him up from school like 3 days in a row. And then on this day, I went to pick him up, right? So I was super excited because, you know.
I love the story.
Yeah, lucky that I love you. So I show up and, you know, I sign in, they do the checks. Then I go to the waiting area and I'm waiting for Keon, right? So I hear him before I see him. So he's blah, 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 blah. So I whip up my phone and you know, just like targeted at the door. So I can hear him talking to his teacher. Yadi, yadi, blah, 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 blah. And then the door swings open and then he comes in and then he sees me. Then he's like, oh, it's Dada. Where's Mama? And then everybody there just turns and looks at me like, ooh. You know how in my mind I'm like, you know what? It's just past 2 in the afternoon. You can spend like 4 more hours. I was tempted to say, you know what? I forgot something at the studio. You have to go back and come. Let him stay in that school and appreciate the fact that I braved traffic to come and get him. Picked this boy up throughout the ride. He kept asking, where's Mama? Where's Mama? Mama didn't come get Keon today. I was just like, you know what? When you're done, I'll just... And then we go home and guess who was already back home? Mama. And then she's there. We open the door and as soon as we go into the house, Mama! Wow. Me, she have made up my mind.
What about the second time both of us went to pick him up? Say that story. Say that story.
I think I want to go home.
Okay, I will say the story. So this particular day, that after Ibro had that had happened, we wrapped from work like at about 1:30 to 2. So we decided, okay, you know, on our way home, let's just pick Keon up from school. And Ibro said, okay, yeah, sure. So we drive into the school. I come down, and the next thing I turned around, I hear the car door closing, and I turned around and Ibro is coming down. I'm like, you're coming down. I'm like, yeah. Okay, let's go.
It was not a wise decision.
So you'd have just waited in the car because you'd have been so excited to see. Okay, as I was saying, so we walked into the school and there's a register where you have to
sign in
and say you're who comes to pick up Keon and your child and all that. So I was about to do that. Ibro said, "Oh, don't worry, I'll do that. Just go into the reception and sit down and wait that he would come." Like, okay, no problem. So I go in there to sit down and wait, and Ibro signed. So I was waiting for him to come back out. And I waited. I'm like, something just said, go, because you can't go into his class to pick him up. They have to bring him out. I think, and I love it, security reasons. So I'm like, okay. I waited, and Ibro had not come into the reception to sit down. Something said, just go outside and check. And I go outside, and I see Ibro standing there where Keon can see him as soon as he walks.
That's not why I was standing aisle. There. But I forgive you. Carry on.
I called it aisle.
Yeah, I heard you, aisle. Okay. Yeah.
So Keon can see him first. So I'm like, oh, you want him to see you first? He said, yes, please, I should wait to decide. And the way he said it, like...
No, I did that, you know, to give the young man a surprise. Like, oh, okay, so the necessary has come to get you, but the desired is also here. Little did I know that he was going to even... Guy, I'm sorry.
So Ibro, Keon was working, and from Ibro's... talk POV. POV, talk from... Point of view.
So I see him, right? And he seemed pretty happy to see me. So he waves, and then he's still talking to his teacher.
Because they can't run.
And they're not allowed to run on corridors. So he waves, and then, you know, and then he starts walking towards me, and then he says something to his teacher, and I'm really happy to see him, you know. And he comes to me, and then he's happy to see me. Wait, settle down. He's happy to see me. He gives me a big hug.
Maybe he had not given you the hug.
Damn it.
He hadn't given Ibro the hug. He was just like, Dada. Then, you know, I said, he just turned. Mama, there you are. He just turned. He did. Ibro's hands were like that. And Ibro was stooping down.
My armpits were just collecting air because my arms were up for the hug. Like, I'd actually, because usually I would go down on one knee and then give him a hug, right? I'd gotten down one knee. My hands were up for the hug, for him to come into the hug and just fresh breeze. That guy just, I was just there, armpits aired.
And I
why didn't you catch this on camera?
Who?
Why didn't you catch this on camera?
I totally forgot, but it
it's
was
because my Lord and Savior was, my best was on day my of side. My life.
I will do it again. Don't worry, I will do it again.
No, the next time you and I go and pick him up together. And he sees
maybe
me for his I go so just do it like this.
Maybe just do it this, for the viewers and the listeners so that they can see that I'm not lying.
Hi, Dada. So?
You know you can't.
Me.
You know you can't.
You don't know me hard. I'm street. I'm a hard guy. Anyway,
that's what happened. And Ibro did not hear the last of it because I kept going on.
You are still going on and on.
And I wanted to just share it with my family.
Are you happy that you have, that you have shared this with your family?
There are other ones to come. I will let you people know. Not only... Yeah, he looks like his father, but... He loves me. Anyway, so back to pictures. So this particular day, Keon was going to school. I decided, okay, you know what? Let me take a picture of him. And he had woken up and said he didn't want to go to school.
Mm.
I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. I want to stay at home with Tutu, with Mama, with Dada. I want to...
He always mentions my name last, by the way.
I want to sleep. Somebody that you will beg at night to go to bed. In the morning, he wants to sleep. Fake.
Really? My friend, come on, go fake. And brush your teeth. And he will not do like...
I'm like, uncle, stand up. So he had gotten dressed and... I wanted to take a picture. So I now said, all right, Keon, let's take a picture. I should have listened though, because at first he said no. I'm like, please. I now brought out my phone, turned on the camera. Keon, let's take a picture. All right, say cheese. No. please, cheese. Say cheese again. That's enough.
Like he actually, Uncle, he actually just looked at me and said, that's okay. Enough. That's enough.
I'm like, ah.
And that was it. He was done.
No, but I begged for another because I'm like, how can I bring out my camera and there's no cheese?
Well, guess what happened?
Smile for mama.
Guess what happened? He let me take a picture of
him. When you went to drop him?
Yes. As in, he was all smiles. Took a nice picture. So, you know, sometimes, what is it? I don't need to explain. I get evidence. Are we sure? I can't show him in his uniform.
No, it wasn't his uniform, remember?
It's true. It was Mufti Day. Mufti. It was
Fridays.
No, it was this thing. It was summer school. It's true. I get evidence. I shall show you the evidence. Ha! Ibro wins one at last. Carry on.
Anyway, so that happened. And that was when we've always known that Keon has
He's strong-willed.
Yeah. He's strong-willed. He has his own voice. That's when I realized that, he does.
Especially if it's not something like that he knows he's supposed to do. If he knows that it's something that is not an obligation, it's like, it's optional. If he doesn't want to do it, you can't force him.
He will not do it.
You cannot.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
It's an awesome thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. For me, it signifies that, he already understands that he has agency. He already understands that he's an autonomous human being and he can make his own decisions. So I think that on that note, at least, we can give ourselves a good score for how we're doing. Because for a lot of people, it takes a while before they get to the stage where they know that, okay, if this isn't, like, he knows that he doesn't have an option, he has to go to school. So he will whine about it, but he will go to school.
Yeah.
But he knows that he doesn't have to take a picture or say hi to someone that he doesn't know or doesn't feel like saying hi to simply because we say he should.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So yeah.
Okay.
Did you want to say something?
Yeah, but he's also going to be able to communicate to you guys when somebody is asking him to do something that he doesn't want
to do.
It's really a good thing that he's being recognized and I'm not being forced. You're not taking it away from him because I was one of those children that according to my mom that was very opinionated and strong.
You still
I like,
are.
I like the way she said was.
Was. No, you then, still then, are.
I brought you back as an adult. Oh, okay. Like, community will subdue you into like, not having opinions about it. So, my mom was just saying that now that you are very opinionated and strong, like, I'm not sure. I've always been like that, but around you, people will be like, oh, you have a shut up.
Yeah.
So, it really, I love that video.
That's enough.
That's enough. It's under here.
Oh, no.
This mic's.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You want to say something?
No, in case.
Okay. I think everybody enjoyed where he was giving me a show. That's enough.
Loved it.
Then let's talk about his. I know we mentioned it in the previous episode, but his first day at school and how Keon is popular. In school.
Fam. He's so popular. Like,
people,
you know, most of my adult life, I've been pretty well known, right? For different reasons. So I'm used to going, somewhere and people saying, baby, come on.
Stop, concentrate.
Okay, my bad. So I'm used to going, out and about and people going, Ibrahim Suleiman or Captain Quest or Edu Malu and whatever. So I'm used to, after a while, it no longer, feels like a thing, right? But now, for the first time in my life, I go somewhere and people refer to me as somebody in reference
Keon's
to...
Dad.
People just say, you're Keon's dad. And I'm like, hold up. Like, these are people that, after a while, when you're having conversations and then because you meet other parents and stuff, when you start to talk to them, they say, they see you on TV. But after a while, because of how much Keon's name popped up in their homes, they stop referring to you as Ibrahim Suleiman that they see on TV. You are now just Keon's father. You are now that guy that is related to the guy that they know. Mm. So he's like super popular, like older kids in primary section. When he's going home, they're like, bye Keon, bye Keon.
And they run and come and hold his hands. Bye Keon. And Keon's
bye. And I'm just like.
And maybe when I'm signing out, some of them will come and meet me. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Yeah.
Like, hi, good afternoon. He said, you're Keon's mom. I'm saying, yes, I'm Keon's mom. okay. I'm like,
yeah, Keon's mom. After all your, despite your long...
My 16 years in the industry.
Hard career of working your socks off. Look at you, you're just Keon's mom. And it's going to get worse, most likely.
Let's not even talk about when we go to when I go to the supermarket or places. I'm like, oh, hi. Hi, it's Keon.
People don't ask... Before, when I go somewhere and they see me, they're like, ah, how's your lovely wife? Secondary. How's Keon? Then your lovely wife. They do. Then when they see her, sometimes they don't even ask after her husband.
No, they do. They do.
Thank you for saying this. I really appreciate this.
They say, how's your, how's Keon? And how's your lovely, handsome husband?
Stop it. It's people.
Please. That's why I don't tell you, because.
Wow, fam, this, really?
This.
And boy, Trish, I feel you, I feel you, I feel you. The head do swell sometimes. The head do swell.
So anyway, yeah, Keon started school. He at first he hated school. Hated. Always crying, wailing. Then we're like that parent. Wait. Like, Keon is okay. Sometimes I'll just drop him and get back into the car and run. They'll just take him. Because at first I was always trying to pet him. My heart was broken. And I'll say, okay, please, can I just take him to class? They'll say, no, we don't allow any parents to cross this place. But now he's like, let's go.
Yeah.
When they resumed school, and I told you this, when we resumed and we were on our way, we were like, he had this new wristwatch and he was wearing it. We were like, mama, look, it's 7:15. 7:16. Let's go. So we got to in front of the school and there was huge traffic because it's the first day of school and cars were just waiting to drop kids off. And Keon was sitting down there in the middle of the car, just waiting. Mama, what's happening? I'm like, oh, they're dropping people off, so we have to wait our turn before we drive in. Okay. Like 10 minutes, maybe the thing I said was not even... He just called our driver. Mr. Obi, what's happening? Mr. Obi now said, we are driving. We are going. So he got there. He jumped down. Mama, see you later. Mwah! I'm like, okay. Then he left. It was rosy and sweet for the first 3 days.
And then one day my guy's like,
Uncle said, I don't want to go to school. I started getting worried. I'm is he getting bullied in school? Doesn't he like the teacher? Because they changed
a new session.
Yeah, it's a new session and they've changed teachers. Like, what's going on? So I had to call the school because I didn't like the fact that on Thursday and Friday he kept crying that he didn't want to go to school. So I called and I'm like, what's going on? Is it that he doesn't like school? Does he cry throughout in school? And the teacher said, I shouldn't worry, that it's just him trying to find out if I would let him stay at home. That as soon as he sees other students and they're at assembly, he's back to normal. He's back. He's smiling. He's waving at people. And he's okay. In school, he interacts. He plays. He does everything. Once it's number time, he's the first. Screaming numbers down, then building blocks, that he participates in everything, which I am so happy for. Then once I pick him up, I'm like, okay, say bye-bye. I try to make it, make him do where he says bye-bye to his teachers who are standing by the entrance and say, okay, see you later, see you tomorrow. So the next day, I dialogue with him when he starts saying, I do not
you
want to
hear,
go to
you should hear their preschool conversations. I'm just usually there like, because she's negotiating with him. She's pep talking him. And my guy is just there like, yeah, I hear you.
But
I would very much prefer if I just stayed at home and played.
So I have to talk to him and tell him, oh, don't you want to see friends?
And she reminds him
of
the
things. Don't you want to see your teacher? Don't you want to play numbers? So I encourage him and I tell him all these things so that he's gingered to go to school. And sometimes it helps.
Most of the time it helps.
Yeah. Last year, what myself and Keon used to do was when he starts saying, I don't want to go to school, I said, oh, do you want us to count numbers? Because I know he loves numbers. So we'll count numbers. One, maybe sometimes we'll land at 216 when we get to school. So he enjoys that because I'm interacting with him. Then when I pick him up from school, and it happens to be me who picks him up if Ibro is working, we'll count backwards from 216.
Wherever you stopped, yeah.
Back to one. So he enjoys that. But this time it's pep talk.
Yeah.
Go and see friends.
Negotiate.
So now he's starting to know all his classmates' names. So I ask him, what are the names of your classmates? And he will say, oh, call their names. I'm like, okay. And they're mostly girls.
My boy only remembered the first day he came back, it was only the names of the girls he remembered. And this one was just smiling happily. I said, look at you.
My boy is a good boy.
My guy is starting off. But, you know, so, yeah. I'm just really glad that, you know, the things that, for me, a lot of the things that I was worried about in terms of how he responds in public to, you know, because at home, the noise levels are pretty constant. The people that are around, that are moving around, are pretty constant. There are no crowds. There are no sudden, you know, loud noises.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty stable, you know. And then when he's out and about, there's a lot of, you know, stimulation. There's a lot going on. There's traffic. There are horns. There are people, you know, making noise. There are a lot of people moving around. There are colors. There's a lot of stimulation, mm-hmm. you know. But I'm really glad that he's not overwhelmed by these things, because it's very easy for that to happen to young, you know, to kids. So that was super encouraging. So we now thought that it would probably be a good idea that, you know, because our earlier conversations were like, you know, he's not getting on the plane, not doing any long distance trips until he's 5. So my younger brother was getting married. And we're like, you know what? I didn't want to go alone. We didn't want to, you know, leave him and go. We just felt like, you know what? He's 3. I'm sure he can handle it. No, it was almost his birthday. It was like a few days before his birthday. We're like, you know what? He's almost 3. We're sure that he can handle it. He goes to school. He comes back. He's fine. Let's see what it would be like to go on a trip with the guy.
And he has always been, he mentions the various means of transportation. So he's always calling airplane. So, like, he wants to get on the airplane. I'm like, okay, let's try it out. So we made the necessary arrangements, you know, bought him headphones. We Googled to find out what we should get for kids who are flying for the first time. You know, headphones that have noise cancellation. So that it would... Oh, thank you to our friends who bought headphones with Fifi.
Yeah, that's true.
We love the... He has 3 headphones now. We bought one. Fifi got us one. Kofi Awaigwe got us one. So he has 3 headphones, which he's not going to use all 3. His sibling will keep one for him, by God's grace.
Such a Nigerian mother behavior.
Please, 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 please and please.
So what if the two... No, don't worry. Don't worry.
By
God's grace, fingers crossed. When Zin wants to say, I knew it. No. This is not.
Okay. If it's an announcement, and we are shooting the next, we are shooting a season by then, you will hear it here first.
Again.
You won't hear it anywhere else. That I promise you.
I'm sure that you put it on Instagram first.
No.
Let's bet.
Here first.
Let's bet now, young lady. Paycheck.
What paycheck?
Regardless of
whose paycheck, amount,
the next paycheck after you do it.
My man, shove it up your ass. Anyway, so we bought noise cancellation headphones. We bought we made sure we downloaded games on his tab and our phones, and took toys with us that he would just distract him. Had snacks. We Googled. So
we're ready.
We're ready. So we had to take his measurement for an outfit, and his father wanted him to do encore with him. I'm like, I'm so jealous.
This one just wants to have a girl next because she wants to be able to play dress up. Misha, let me just tell everybody, I honestly, because I have nieces, right? Technically they're not my nieces, they're my second cousins. My cousins, who are much older than me, started having kids, you know, when I was still like a teenager and everything. So I used to do a lot of babysitting, and for some reason, most of the children were girls. And I think there was just one boy, there was just one boy, and there were like 4 girls from 2 of my cousins. And my nieces used to get away with everything. Like my nephew, whenever he did anything or I needed him to do something, I could be firm. I'd be like, no, don't do that. Come here, let's, you know. And I would use a tone. He would get it. I could be firm. The young ladies, on the other hand, when I need them to do something, I'm like, oh, it's okay. You don't have to. I just give them whatever they want and, you know, make sure they're happy and playful. Him, I could be like, you know, no, don't.
Which you're doing with Keon right now.
Which I'm doing with Keon right now, right? It's hard. It's harder. It's harder when it's your own child, but, you know, let's move on. Now, I'm worried that this one has my Mumu button. Keon really.
You know, this is has another my topic. Button. This
yes, another I just topic. Want to. I just want to outline this, and I'm seriously worried that if I get a baby girl next, Oton, I'm finished. I'm a finished man.
I don't want to say what I'm thinking of saying. Okay. So when we have
that conversation.
That conversation.
Okay.
I will say it.
I know what you want to say. We've talked about it privately, but it's fine. Because hey God.
So anyway, yeah. So we planned all that and time to buy tickets.
So tickets. Yes. So parents, this is what you need to know. If you haven't done a trip with the little humans yet. Good thing is, after a certain age, up till they're about two, you can fly without identification, right? But once they're two, the baby has to have identity and you have to buy a seat for the child, right? So there's that. And then depending on the airline, it's between 50 and 60% off an adult seat. And then if you're buying business class tickets, it comes down even further. But, you know, that's like seriously offset by the fact that, you know, you're buying adult seats for the parents anyway. So if you do the math, it's not really a lot in terms of difference. Let me see. What else do you need to know?
Considering that airline ticket now has gone up.
It used to be
this expensive. So
it's crazy. So just share.
I wish our roads were safe.
I do wish that our roads were safe too. But there's no way I was going to make a trip by road.
That's road trip, man.
No. Baby.
Put your hands out in the windows and...
And then by the time you put your arms back in, there's part of it missing.
Which happened?
You just can't put your whole arm out when you pull it back inside. You're just like, oh, okay.
It's not that bad.
Listen.
That's why I said I wish our roads were safe.
Look, the reason why I say that there's no way I'm going to do a road trip for that long anymore is because when I was younger, when I was in uni, I was part of a youth fellowship called YWAP, Youth With A Purpose. And I was head of the dance department called SoulQuest. Right, and we used to go from campus to campus every other weekend doing shows, right? And we used to go by road, of course, because we're all students. And we get into a coastal bus and drive from Ibu Zaria to wherever we're going to in this country. I don't think there's any federal university I haven't done a show at in this country, right? So I just feel like I am all road tripped out.
Okay,
yes.
I totally get where you're coming from, but from where I'm coming from, I did road trip with my parents, and it was so much fun. It was stressful. Thinking back now, it was stressful for my mom and my dad, but it was fun for the kids. My mom would wake up very early and cook.
Fry everything.
What?
Yeah.
Coolers. Rice. You.
So yeah, Kenny. I think we all had that.
Yeah. Cooler, it's like you're going picnic. You're going to have a picnic. Cooler of rice, cooler of stew with meat, then another cooler filled with ice and drinks.
So
you know, right?
So you know.
So yeah. Now, babe, listen. It was so much fun because we would drive until we get to Ore, and we're driving all the way to Abia State from Lagos to Abia, and my roads good then. Yes,
they were better. They were much better then.
At least if we leave very early, like say 6 o'clock, we're sure to get home at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Your best part was when you stop at Ore.
Oh my goodness.
Because of food.
Stop at Ore. But it's not, we'll now sit in our car. My mom will now open the boots, bring our plates. Oh, pack all the food. You just sit down there and be eating. First of all, the good thing is we did not do any house chores.
For the whole day.
We're driving. We're sleeping, we're singing in the car to keep our father company, our mom laughing and listening to us sing. Then wake up, we're at Ore. We now go around, stroll, buy banana, buy granules, buy fruit, buy plantain, put in the car.
Who was driving?
My dad.
All the way?
All the way. He loved to drive, so he was driving. We didn't have a driver then. So we drive, we enjoy it. Then we now get home. Now it's akpo. So it was fun.
Look, I don't know anybody in this world who gets as excited over food as this person.
My mom had a restaurant. What do you think? It's so surprising that I didn't add weight.
Fair.
Yeah.
But goodness. Okay, we've had that conversation. Yeah. But man.
I love food.
You love food.
I know. Good food.
You love food.
I love almost, to cook.
Yeah, you love to cook. You love to cook. Almost as much. You love food almost as much as you love sleep. It's close.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, seriously, so, I don't think that you know, I'm an elderly person. You understand? I can't be doing 12-hour road trip. This bum bum is nice for you for
that's
a reason.
Why we have to stop. I'm not,
even do. Anywho.
Anyway,
so
yeah.
We do all the necessary, we make all the necessary arrangements.
Yeah.
And then it's travel day.
It's so Sean
refused to go to, because I think he could sense that. You know, we told him that
we're going to get on a plane.
So the night before, this guy, he was just going on and on about it. He refused to sleep. We finally got him into bed. He finally slept off at about 9:30.
Yeah. Then the next morning, and we had to wake him up because our flight was for six.
No, 6:15.
Yeah, was for 6:15. So we had to be up at 4:30 a.m. So we woke up, but we didn't wake him up at that time. So we woke up, got ourselves ready. He was the last person to wake up. And his nanny came along with us. So we, because I don't know how I would have done it without her. God bless her. So we went and he woke up and he was so tired and sleepy. But when he got dressed, you know, by the time water don't pour for your body, your eyes go open. So he was ready and pumped and he's like, okay, airplane. So we stayed, but he was still a little bit cranky. So he's like me in that aspect.
Yes.
I'm not a morning person. Keon switches.
Sometimes he wakes up like me. Like as soon as his eyes open, all the lights are in his brain are on. Like he's good to go. I wake up like that. Like I can literally wake up right now and be at work immediately. Like I can function as soon as I wake up.
Yeah.
On the other hand, the love of my life here, she boots like an old Mac. In fact,
I marveled when we are both lying in bed and sleeping and your phone rings and Ibro picks up the phone and hello. Like his voice is clear. Me, you can tell that I was sleeping. You can tell.
Oh
so,
my gosh. Wow. Wow.
Zin is about to talk.
I don't agree.
My guy. See,
like you cannot tell that Ibro was sleeping. His voice is so clear, and he, if it's for you to, him to laugh, he will laugh immediately. You will not. Me, I'm like.
See,
hello.
Do you know how many times I've called from? Let's say I'm shooting like really late or like into the morning, right? And then I call this woman, and she wakes up, and I'm like, maybe I call her to give her, and she's like, it's funny. And I'm like, hi, baby, and she's like. I'm like, so that's how, blah, 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 blah. And it's funny, right? You know, then I finish what I'm saying and then there's crickets on the other end. And I'm like, babe. She's like,
Oh, yeah, babe. Are you okay?
What? You know, I'll talk to you when I get home. Like, bye.
Okay.
And then later when I get home and maybe she's awake by the time I get home, she's like, meanwhile, that's how you said, Or sometimes she cannot even remember the conversation.
Why will you be calling me when I'm sleeping?
Why are you sleeping when I'm out there hustling?
Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. So this morning we woke up and we're ready and Keon woke up happy at first. He woke up grouchy.
Yeah, he was grouchy.
Grouchy. Father trying to take a video. We have a video where the father was trying to make a video of him.
If you see the bombastic side eye the boy gave me and pushed the camera away.
Mr. Ma, if you don't get this camera out of my face. So we got in the car. We said, Keon, are you ready? What? Bombastic side eye.
Like if Baba know the video before they go.
So we got in the car, we said our prayers, got in the car. So we were driving. Kim was just next time we didn't hear anything.
My guy just conked out.
So Ibro now made a video and we turned around and Kion is sleeping.
Out.
We're like, it's good. Let him sleep. So we drive to the airport. Our driver came, picked up the car. So I had to wait for the driver for Ibro to go and check us in. Wait for the driver. We, by the time I came, Kion was like, wow, so many lights. So many people. Just walking around and just looking. And it felt like it was, you left a child in a candy shop.
Like you're so excited to be there. Like,
just looking just around and just
like I had to keep up and follow him around because he just wanted to go to every corner and just look at people doing things. And he was waving at people, hello. I'm like, guy, they don't know you. Like, it's too early. These people just woke up, they're grouchy. First of all, he punched you and asked me, you know, and have to fight.
So it was, he was just happy, just going and walking around. We sat down for a while before our flight was called. Then we got online and we're just walking. He was holding Ibro's hands at first. Then he left Ibro's hands and just went to meet his nanny and held her hand. Then we, it was time for us to get out to where the plane, the plane terminal was. And you need to see the look on his like, face when he saw the plane.
Like that was the first time you're seeing an airplane in like for real. Like, because it's always on the screen or something. And then he just had this look. He was like, wow, Dada, that's an airplane. And I said, yes, Papa, you're getting on that one. And then he was so excited because I was holding him. He just kept turning around to see, get a good view. And then we got on the plane. And he was just like, his eyes were like eggs. Like he was just so wide-eyed. He was just staring.
Oh, please, let me add that. Before all this and before we agreed, we're just like, God, please, Father Lord, let it be a safe flight. Let him enjoy.
Let him not stress our souls.
Yes, we've been on flights where we've seen kids screaming.
Literally losing their...
So we're like, please, Father Lord, let the turbulence not disturb him. Let the air pressure not disturb. We prayed. So he... Fast forward to...
Got on plane, you know, buckled him in, gave him his tab, put on his headphones. My guy was having a good time. We took off.
No, before we took off, he took off the headphones.
Oh, yeah.
That's... he didn't want the headphones anymore. We're like, please now, just wait. So we're thinking, so at first we'll wear it, then he'll take it off, wear it again. I think because he's getting used to it, we didn't start him with the headphones. So we just started rushing him using the headphones. So he kept doing this, but at some point he now left it on. Then when we had taken off, he got tired of his tab, he dropped his tab. The mistake we made was to show him that his nanny was behind, because like, where's Tutu? I said, she's behind us. And he looked through the seats and he saw her. I said, Tutu! Like, okay, we're good. He turned back and we just called. When they were now about to serve snacks. Kion decided that he wanted Tutu to sit by his side and not his father anymore.
I'm always the victim, always the fall guy, always.
Said I wanted to. No, either not his father or not his mother, but Ibro was like,
it's okay. It's what it is. I've accepted my fate. It's fine for now.
So Ibro said, you know what? It's better to have you and Tutu, so I would go behind. But the problem is there were two people sitting before the nanny.
They didn't mind. Yeah, they didn't mind.
Anyway. I just didn't want to inconvenience anybody.
They're good, all right. Anyway, because do you know how many times I've given up my seat? Like, these guys didn't have to give up their seats. They just moved so that I could get in, right? If you know how many times I've given up my seats for people that had children on flights, I do it all the time. Like, if it's more convenient for the mother, I just let them have my seat. I find somewhere else. But, so, I beg, they're good, all right. I paid it forward. They should pay it forward. So, switch seats. You know, Kion was happy.
So let's just say that it was a...
It was a very nice trip nice going flight.
So all he wanted was just to have Tutu sitting down there. So we're like, okay, cool. Nice flight. We landed and he was so happy. We got our luggage. We got in the car. We went to see Ibro's...
my auntie.
His aunt, aunties and yeah, his both of them. Cousins and his... Yeah, so we hung out.
People flew in for the wedding. And I hadn't seen them in years because they don't live in the country, so... It was super exciting to see them again. And Kion, so that was the first time they were seeing Kion as well.
So we spent about three to four hours with them before we went to the hotel. So by the time we were getting to the hotel, Kion was wiped. He was tired. So we're like, okay, that's a good thing. It's almost evening. He'll just have dinner, sleep, and
call it a day.
Take a bath and sleep. So that happened and we were fine. The next morning was the wedding. We all got dressed. Ibro had to leave early because Aspa, brother and father of the groom. And what else?
Best man.
So he had to leave early. That's why on my social media, you do not see me and Ibro taking a picture together.
You're still, why are you still upset about
it? I am upset.
Well, if you had don't gotten ready before me. I left that.
How can I get ready? How can I make up and have makeup and wait and
baby,
for
you
morning?
You don't need makeup.
Stop it. You caught me there. Anyway, so that happened. And so Ibro said he would let me know when it was time to come down. So he told me that it was time I should start coming. I said, okay, what about Kion? He said, not yet. That I should just leave him because our hotel wasn't far from the venue. So I got ready and I left. And Ibro came back to pick Kion when it was time because I had to stay back and just stay with family. So he came back and Kion looked so cute.
Like, my man was out there looking pretty.
Yeah,
he was looking really nice.
I didn't have time to take a picture with my husband and my son together, but Ibro did. And they did all those fashion shows, and, you know, going and taking pictures together, and just Kion was just walking around. It was just so cute to watch. After Ibro, see how you're smiling. I hate you. So they did all that, and Kion, and because by the time we were at the wedding, just two of us, they kept asking, where's Kion? Where's Kion? Yeah. Where's Kion? Where's Kion?
Don't mind, I'm like, no joke. But yeah, so I went back to the hotel.
Can I add something? All you people that see me at events and weddings and things, and now you see only me and my husband, you ask me, where's Kion?
Here we go.
How will I bring him?
Okay.
Don't they leave kids at home? Why will I bring him? Come and spoil the me time. I can't. You want me to come and share it with a baby boy? Please don't be asking me that. That thing annoys me.
Kion, I know that one day you're going to watch this. I want you to know.
He would go through it.
I want you to know that I don't mind having you, you know, on at all those events with us.
He will still not love you like that.
Damn it.
Anyway, so eventually Ibro and Kion came and everybody saw Kion, and Kion was just acting like a superstar. Don't touch me. No, 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 no. Don't come to me. So
he was just overwhelmed.
Yes.
Like,
I think that's also the first time he had a lot of first.
Yeah.
That was also the first time we took him out to a party.
Yeah,
it had loud music. So he was overwhelmed with so much noise and so many people. And I was just like,
he was there for less than an hour.
It's too loud. He couldn't hear himself. He couldn't hear me. So he was just cranky. So he was there for like an hour, 30 minutes before we took him back to the hotel because everybody had seen him. Uncles, aunties were like, come on, go back. So we took him back to the hotel.
Then let's go to the trip back.
The trip back. Oh my goodness.
You see, everything that went well.
Went well.
On the trip to.
To.
Did not go well on the trip back. Fam, from
when he woke up.
From when he woke up, he just wasn't
having it
at all. Like, my guy he was just in a mood, right? Got him ready, got to the airport.
So this time we didn't make the mistake of putting Ibro on his side. So nanny sat with me and Kion. So Ibro was behind. So we're just sitting down there and
I think it was as soon as we took off.
Oh, sorry. We forgot to mention that when we took off, you know how the plane takes off and balances? You know that thing that the heaviness.
You don't like that.
I don't like it.
I think it's fun.
So Kion was playing on his tab when that happened. Kion was playing on his tab when that happened and Kion just stopped, just looked. We caught it on video. He just looked. Okay.
I was like, yeah, that's my boy.
And just continued. For me, I have to hold Ibro's hands. Yeah. I'll be like, I hate flying. So I'll just. I'm good when we balanced. But Kion was like, okay.
Like,
so he started playing his tab before we took off because they were having all these announcements and all that. Kion threw his tab that he doesn't want his tab again. We gave him my phone. He threw the phone. I don't want. Blah, 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 blah. Screaming.
He just wanted to stand up.
I'm like, Kion, we've not taken off. Please now, he said, take off the seatbelt. So when we had taken off, they started sharing in-flight snacks. That was when he said he wanted his father.
Yeah.
So they had to switch again. So they switched places and I'm talking too much. You talk.
It's okay. So we switched. Yeah. And Kion No, before we switched, just before we switched, he started making a fuss. He wanted to, you know, he wanted the seatbelt to come off. He wanted to run around. He wanted to run down the aisle. He needed activity. So, you know, I was still seated in my seat and he was just going on and on. He wanted to take off his seatbelt. He wanted to run down the aisle. And then his nanny was trying to calm him down. And then he just said, I want dada. And then that's when he now really started to throw a tantrum. And then everybody started giving us these looks.
Like control your child.
And I was just there like, ah, crap, what are those parents now?
It was so embarrassing.
But you see, this is the thing. This is the thing, right? Even before we had kids, because I remember being a child, I know that, you know, children will be children. And then very small children will be worse than regular people anyway. So I didn't used to give parents, especially on flights, a hard time when their children are just losing their crap.
Because it's a lot.
The
pressure.
There's just a lot going on for the children. They're tired. They've had, you don't know how long their day has been. They most likely got up earlier than they should have. They're just overwhelmed with, you know, the people, the noise, everything that's going on. They get on the plane, cabin pressure, you know, there's just a lot going on with them. And so it can be inconvenient. It can be distracting, but they're children. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I never really used to judge. But, you know, but at the same time, when you now get judged, you now have to look at them and say, you don't have kids, do you? Do you? Do you? Like, I was tempted, like, to just walk up to all of them and say, do you have kids? Do you have kids? Do you have kids? Do you remember how they... But I was just like, you know, Ibro, they don't understand. And then for those who have had kids, they've probably forgotten what it was like.
I got a few looks that smiled and like...
So there was
because,
this...
Because, like, they
there
understand.
There was this couple that was seated across the aisle and... They're older than we are, so they look like maybe they've had kids that are older than little guy. So they looked very, you know, they gave me a couple of looks like Bel Air, you know, that kind of thing. And then we did it's they're inconvenienced, whether they have kids or not, whether they understand or not, they are inconvenienced.
Yeah.
Nobody gets on a plane to listen to a tantrum all through the flight.
I think we should apologize and just say, sorry. Because Keon was now hitting the seat in front of him. So I kept saying, I'm so sorry. I said, Keon, please stop hitting the seat in front of you. You are inconveniencing the guy. Uncle did not understand what inconveniencing was. You just be hitting. I'm like, I will not have to hold his leg. Keon, stop it, please.
So we switched and then I came and sat beside him. And as soon as I sat down, he just started struggling.
Struggling. He didn't even wait for the seatbelt to come off.
He came out of the seatbelt
and sat on it.
I still don't know how he did that because
wanted your father. Your father is sitting beside you. Now you want him to carry you.
He wanted me to carry him.
Like, we can't carry you. Let's land. We're about to land. Let's land and dada will carry you.
I won't lie. At that point, I thought, Ibro, you're going to get arrested as soon as people land because we just violated rules. Like, he literally just got out. And I made sure he was snug, right? I don't know how Keon did it. He came out of that seatbelt and jumped on me. And one of the air hostesses, she just looked at me like, you're finished, man. And in my mind, I was like, oops. Like, I have a lot of work. I can't be driving around Nigeria. I travel a lot. Please don't get me arrested. And then Keon just came and grabbed me. And I was like, Keon, you can't.
Now, okay, you are holding on to your father. Why are you still crying? He kept crying. And I looked at him. I tried that look, you know, that look of bombastic side eye. It did not work.
Bombastica.
It did not work. I'm like, I was just glaring at him, looking at him.
And guess what? As soon as we landed.
No, wait. You know, he now started asking for mama.
Mm. And mama, then you. Mama was landing.
I'm like, who's carrying you? Who's carrying you? After embarrassing me, why were you shouting? I'm not carrying you. Stay there. That's how somebody that stopped crying, that was not saying, mama, carry, quiet cry. When I refuse to carry him, mama, carry. I say, yeah, come. So that will keep him quiet. Just come. I now carried him. Now I held him. Now I stayed whispering in his ears. I said, that was naughty. That was wrong. You shouldn't be screaming in an airplane. You shouldn't cry. Come on. Tell me what you want. I've told you not to cry loud. You know, I tried. Maybe I did it wrong, but I felt like I was talking to him in a way that he would understand. Mm. I don't know. Or I said some wrong thing. I don't know. Some people come for me and say, you shouldn't have told him.
Yeah, I mean, look. I've read in a couple of places where they say that when a child's crying, you shouldn't tell them.
Don't cry.
Don't cry, right? And I kind of see it. But look, children are different. Parenting styles are different. We're all learning. Like, the main reason why we were doing this is because people didn't tell us things that we feel like we should have been told, mm-hmm. right? So if we're making mistakes, it is, let us share these mistakes so that people can know that, you know, it's okay. Sometimes, actually, it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And so we're open to feedback and advice and all of that. But we'll tailor the feedback because we know our son.
Yeah.
We'll tailor it in the best possible way that it will help him and help us.
Okay. Yeah. So let's also mention that from when we got on the plane at the airport from Abuja, till we landed, in fact, till we got into our car, Keon did not set foot on the floor.
Oh yeah, he refused. Like, you know, when we're going, he kept running around. You know, he didn't want anybody to carry him until we started walking towards the plane. On our way back, it was the complete opposite. Like, his feet did not touch the ground from the hotel until we got home in Lagos, from the hotel in Abuja. And Keon is a healthy baby, so, you know, he's not skinny. So we had to rotate because there's luggage, because you're traveling with a toddler, so there's a lot of luggage, box of toys, you know, clothes, like food, because he might not want to eat what you know. We're just it's a lot traveling. There's just a lot that, you know, goes into. I forgot to mention earlier that packing. So you have to take his favorite toys. You have to take his tab, take food. Now, Keon eats everything that we eat at home. Like, he's no longer at that age where he only eats this or that.
Yeah, that's why we refused to travel with him.
We wanted to wait until he could eat.
Yeah.
But then, because we're not going to be staying home, and we're going to be in Abuja for a long period of time, we knew that we're going to be at a hotel, so we couldn't cook. So we couldn't control the ingredients or, you know, what was put in the food. So we just decided that in case we order something and he doesn't like it, we just had backup. So you would pack a separate, you know, suitcase, or at least a portion of a suitcase that had food that
he could eat.
So there's that. So food, medication.
Yeah.
Just in case you take medication. Just carry the box. Just carry the box that has his medication in case. If he gets a scratch, if he gets a headache, if he starts running a temperature, if he catches a cold, whatever it is.
We took his nebulizer.
Yeah, we took his nebulizer. So you just make sure that you think of every eventuality, every possibility, and try and legislate for it while you pack. So we did that. And so we had like luggage. I'm a very light traveler. If I had my way, I'd only travel with my laptop or my iPad and then buy clothes where I'm going to. Like, I just carry two.
Ooh, why you be buying clothes every time?
So that when you're going, you can donate it to people that don't have.
I hear you. Anyway, I remember that diaper. We had to wear him a diaper.
Yes.
Because we didn't.
Just in case.
Just in case he wanted to pee.
On the plane.
Keon refused to pee in his diaper. He kept saying, I want to pee.
Yeah, sure. I had to take him.
I want to pee. We said, Keon, pee in your diaper. No, nope. I want to pee. And this is
probably. You know how you're thinking to yourself, so we prayed for this, but perhaps God has answered the prayer a little too strongly. Because my guy, we literally, and you know, it's unhealthy, and it's please don't ever let your kids hold it in. You know, do not ever do that.
Because even for an adult.
Even for adults, we really shouldn't be doing that. But so because it could lead to other things, you know, down the line. So there we were on plane. Suddenly Keon says, I want to pee. His mother was begging. Keon, okay, yeah, you're wearing a diaper, just pee. Guy said, lie. So I had to pick him up, take him, and then there's some guy in there. I don't think I told you this. There's some guy in there. Got there. So you know it's occupied, so you can see the red thingy. So we stood for a bit. And he refused to come down. So I was holding him. And then we're there for like almost 10 minutes, right? This gentleman comes out as he walks past me, boom. First thing I did, I just held Keon's face like this. Like, not on my watch, my son's not going to die from this. On his face. My man, I'm like, Jesus Christ. And you know, it's like really tiny.
Cubicle.
Bro. So, you know, I tried to wait and see if I could air it out. And the flight attendant just looked at me like, "Oga, move," because it was almost
time to land.
So I was like, I said, "Baba," he said, "Take a deep breath." He looked at me like, "What are you saying?" I said,
breathe in.
Don't breathe out. Then I was just like, I took off his
shorts,
and I took off his diaper and I was like, "Okay, Papa, let's go." And then I think he just didn't like it in there, or you know, that's how my guy was stalling. I said, "Keon, you will pee now or you will not pee at all." Then he now let it go. I was just like, "Okay." My mind, I was like, let's go. Baby. Whatever that gentleman left in there, it was unholy. Like, I was tempted, right, after we came out, to walk up to him and just look him in the eye and say, "Did something crawl into you and die?"
No, uncle, it's a natural thing.
Baby, that thing was far from natural. Listen, just remembering it now is giving me, like, fam! Okay, moving on. We made it back to Lagos.
Yeah, we made it back to Lagos. Uncle slept through the ride from the airport to the house.
Yeah.
And guess what? The next day he was like, "I want to get on the airplane."
My friend, Yeah. So
me and his father have decided that he's not getting on the airplane again until he's five.
Yes, we'll go back to the original plan.
That's the original
plan. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Till then.
So guys, that is our basically
first time flying with Keon's story.
Yeah.
That we wanted to share with you guys. Enjoy, new parents. Have fun.
I mean, you know that when you have the baby, especially, you know, if you have the baby outside the country and you're coming back in, they're babies. They sleep for long hours. You know, they poop, you take them, you clean them up. They're hungry, you feed them, they sleep. You know, as long as both parents are on that trip, you know, it's fine. When they become toddlers or little humans, when they're a little older, like 2, 3, and you travel with them, you will see something. Yeah. Your eye is going to see one or two things.
Okay. So please send us your story so that we can read either the next episode or the next season. Is dueparentingpod@gmail.com. Follow us on all our social media platforms. Ihuoma Linda HFO, Ibrahim Suleiman Official.
For a moment, I thought you had forgotten.
No. At Due Parenting Pod on Instagram.
Twitter.
At Due Parent, yeah. Facebook. Across all social media platforms. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And also, what else?
So, if there's anything that, part of your checklist, if there's anything you need us to add to our checklist for the next time we're traveling with you on, please let us know, you know, apart from medication, food, toys, gadgets. Mm. Just let us know if there's anything that we should have.
Because we just traveled local. We don't want to travel international. Let us know.
I don't think I want to do international with him until he's 5.
Yes.
We'll do more local trips, you know, over the next couple of years. But every time we're traveling international, maybe you leave your child at home, you come with me. Mm-hmm. Our dear dad for today is pretty simple and it's connected to this. Dear dad, if they are frustrating you, it is most likely because they are frustrated. Now, as adults, it's easier for us to communicate and let, you know, the people around us know what we're feeling and what we're thinking. But for them, their vocabulary, even at this stage, is still very limited. So they might, because they don't know, they don't have enough words to say exactly how they feel, they get frustrated. So sometimes when your little human is frustrating you, it's just because they're frustrated. So just try and remember that they're little people and they have a lot going on that they cannot express. So just be patient.
Yeah. Oh, I have a mom joke today. So, you know how I have sat down here and endured.
So the thing is, dad jokes are an acquired taste. And, you know, the older you get, and more refined you are, the funnier they are. So the fact that, you know, if you don't... Moving on.
Yeah.
All right, let's
moving on. So, my mom joke.
No, there's no such thing as a mom joke. It's being told by mom. Okay.
I want to say it. Oh my God.
Is it dad joke, dear? Say, just say dad joke. Dad joke.
So, Mom joke alert. What do you call a mom who is short?
I know this one. It has to do with wage. Minimum. It's crazy how the mind works. My mind went to minimum wage, but I couldn't remember the first word. Minimum. But you see, I reacted to your joke.
Whatever.
You see, I took it like
because
it,
my
like,
joke is funny.
No, bro. Like it's dead.
It's not.
However,
dead.
Comma, because I love you, and everything you say that you think is funny comes across as funny to me.
I can't pretend now, baby. If your joke is not funny, I cannot laugh now.
Okay. I need to talk to grandpa and grandma.
You want to go and live with them?
Yes, I'm moving out. I'm going to grandpa and grandma.
Sorry. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching this episode with us and listening to our stories about traveling with Kenyon for the very first time. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we suffered it. Please don't forget to tell people to watch. Yeah, you say that part. Don't look at me like that.
I tease people all the time when they say, tell your friends.
Please say it.
Dead.
Let's go. We're about to rap.
Wow.
Let me hear how
you
say
it. No, but you go tell me what you do, dear.
I go tell you what you go do.
Baby. So, Diddy's getting impatient in the background. You'll be all right. Mm-hmm. So, guys, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. And let us know in the comment section what you think. And give us as much information, feedback, updates, whatever. Let us know what you think.
We also like to hear your story so that we can read out in the next one.
Yeah. And this has been another, we hope, interesting episode of the Due Parenting Podcast with Linda and Ibrahim Suleiman.
So till next time.
Till next time, have a great day. Be safe. And don't do what you will go to jail for.
That's your new motto? This?
No, it's not. It didn't quite land.
No, it does.
Yeah, we'll be
it's
right.
Very...
Yeah, you hit her. I just hit it because I got your joke. Because
why would you get my joke?
That's why you're here.
Welcome to the Due Parenting Podcast.